One doesn't have to read many pages in the Gospels to see that faith is powerful. It is unbelievably powerful. And Jesus not only shows it by action, but says it in words. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move. Everything is possible for those who have faith. In the Gospel of John, if you remain in me, you're going to do greater things than I have done. But we must never forget, dear people, that the greatest work faith does is make you and me into another Jesus. For you and me to become another Christ is a greater work than moving any mountain. That's what faith does. And faith does that. Please listen closely. Faith does that by receiving from Jesus what is in him into me. What Jesus is by nature, we are by adoption. What does that mean? What is in Jesus, I receive into me through the exercise of faith, and I become another Christ. Anyone who has faith can never be bored. It's fun being another Jesus. Exciting. And we see in this beautiful gospel how it works. Peter is walking on water. He is another Jesus. What is in Jesus, he is receiving. He's another Jesus through faith. He's living by grace. The life of God in Jesus is in him. We call that grace. What Jesus can do, Peter can do. Jesus raises the dead, Peter raises the dead. Jesus walks on water, Peter walks on water. Why? Because his heart's receiving from Jesus. Until he sees how strong the wind is and he becomes frightened. And then he stops receiving from Jesus. We have to understand this is the place where heaven and hell happen. What is the difference between faith that receives from Jesus and doubt that doesn't? Me becoming aware of something that's beyond me, and I now focus on it instead of abandoning it to Jesus. One can pray decades faithlessly. I've been there. This abandonment, this entrustment, so that I can receive from Jesus and I can become like him, instead of using Jesus to try to control the whole wide world. And so where do we do that? Our beautiful, great saint today, Saint Dominic, it is said there are few saints in the history of 2,000 years of Christianity who kept vigil more at night, spending long hours of the night praying. And what he was doing was prostrating himself, abandoning Jesus, get your way. I don't demand any. I just want you to get you. I abandon this to you. I give this to you. Do what you want with this. May we be given that faith. May we have faith that wants to trust Jesus instead of control him and get him to do what we want, and instead of faith that lets him do whatever he wishes.